Hello, I'm Laura Sylvester, legal counsel in the Medical Negligence and Personal Injury Department.
And I'm Aideen McGarry, an associate in the Medical Negligence and Personal Injury Department.
Today we're going to be continuing our series on what is involved with bringing a clinical negligence or personal injury claim by talking about issuing and serving proceedings.
In episode 4, we spoke about the pre-action protocol and the attempts parties can make to resolve a claim without recourse to the court system. However, if attempts to resolve the potential claim have failed, and a decision is made to pursue the matter through the courts, then all that's left to do is formally start the litigation. Clinical negligence and personal injury proceedings are formally begun when the court issues a claim form at the request of the claimant. The civil procedure rules set out certain matters which must be included in the claim form. This includes a concise statement of the claim and the remedy sought. The claimant must also specify the level of total damages sought and then specify the level of damages sought for pain, suffering and loss of immunity. Claims will be issued in the county court or the high court depending on their value. Nowadays, and particularly since the COVID pandemic, claims are usually issued online rather than in person at the court. A fee is payable for issuing a claim, which is 5% of the predicted value of the claim, up to a maximum of £10,000. This is usually funded by your solicitor and claimed back from the defendant in the event of a successful claim, or your insurer in the event of an unsuccessful claim. If your financial circumstances fall within certain criteria, you may be eligible for assistance with the issue fee. Once the claim is issued, it will have a case number and a title. The claimant and defendant are then known as parties to the proceedings. However, at this stage, the defendant will not be aware of the issued claim form.
Once the claim form has been issued at court, you will then have 4 months in which to serve this on the defendant, together with accompanying documents, which I will explain today. The documents that must be served alongside the claim form in clinical negligence and personal injury cases includes a document called Particulars of Claim, a preliminary schedule of loss, and a medical report. Aideen and I discussed in a previous podcast the preparation of the letter of claim. The particulars of claim builds on the letter of claim by setting out a more detailed explanation of the background history. The allegations of breach of duty and causation are explained in more detail, and they will reflect the particular area of law in which the claim is brought. The majority of lawyers will check the particulars of claim with the liability experts instructed in the claim to ensure they are accurate and that they are supported by the experts before serving the particulars of claim. The medical report, which must be served, outlines your current physical and or psychological condition and a brief overview of your prognosis for the future. The preliminary schedule of loss I mentioned earlier sets out brief details about the financial losses you have incurred in the past, what you consider general damages to be, which is a sum of money which represents your pain, suffering and loss of immunity, and a brief overview of your future losses. Once you have served proceedings on the defendant or defendants, they will have an initial 14 days to acknowledge receipt, then a further 14 days to serve a defence. This gives them a total of 28 days to provide their defence. In almost every case, defendants will seek an extension of time because they will want to explore the issues raised with their own experts and counsel to ensure they have fully explored the issues in the particulars of claim.
So hopefully you now have a brief overview of how a clinical negligence or personal injury claim is formally started in court. It's really important to remember that just because your case is started in court, it does not mean it will inevitably end up going to trial. The great majority of cases which are issued will be resolved by agreement between the parties before the case goes to trial. This is because of the high cost of litigation. Your solicitor will be able to advise you further on the process of issuing and serving a claim. If you or a member of your family would like to discuss any of the issues raised in this podcast, please contact one of our specialist solicitors on inquiries@kingsleynapley.co.uk or on 0207 814 1200.
Thank you for listening.